The pandemic has exacerbated existing educational inequities. Teachers and advocates say students of color, students with disabilities, and students learning English as a second language are the most vulnerable and at risk of falling behind. 90.5 WESA's Sarah Schneider reports on the challenges that immigrant and refugee students are facing.
Sharifa has enjoyed spending more quality time with her family during the last several months. She's 18 and attends a Pittsburgh high school, though since March she has been learning from home. We're only using her first name to protect her privacy.
I have more time to spend with my family. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I learn some different food to cook that makes me happy at home.
She's learned to make her family's favorite foods, including mandazi, an African donut. She's found ways to connect with friends. She attends a virtual after-school program for homework help hosted by Arise, an immigrant and refugee youth support nonprofit. The Arise staff say their students are hard workers and dedicated to their education, but now they're in an impossible situation. Sharifa, one of the district's 1,064 English language learners, is expected to participate in classes taught in English and complete her assignments in the same way that native English speakers are, all while trying to figure out the new platforms teachers are using. She uses Google Translate for reading assignments.
There is other students, they can understand, but not all of us, like, we can understand, like, what do they mean? Like, not all of teachers can, like, they are using to help us, but some of them, they are trying to help us if we need help.
Recently, the students in the after-school program were frustrated because they said their teachers wouldn't accept homework because they had too much outside help. The English in their turned-in assignments, according to the teachers, was beyond their level. The students felt demoralized. They say they are using their resources to improve, but they're being punished. Jenna Barron, executive director of Arise, told the students that it was unfair.
So I agree with you that it's wrong. Because you're doing the best you can, you're spending a lot of time on it, you're learning from it, and you're still learning English, and you have still a lot to learn, and your teachers have tools for understanding that through other ways.
Outside of the classroom, Pittsburgh Public Schools has received a significant jump in requests for interpretation and translation services. Jonathan Covell leads the English as a Second Language department. He says they're doing their best, but when information is sent home to families, there's a delay of several days until translated information is sent home. There are 96 languages spoken within the district.
And even when we do translate materials and can walk families through, significant barriers can still exist with the technology, especially if you're not used to technology. If this is your first experience, and for some of our families it is, it can be a difficult space to navigate.
Those working in after-school programs say they spend a lot of their time helping students and families navigate the technology they now have to use for school. Emily Blair is the education coordinator with the Pittsburgh-based Latino Community Center.
Our education team spent the first few weeks of the school year just solely focusing on helping families get online. But there were days where, you know, we would spend 2 hours with just one parent walking them through step by step. And that is still an ongoing process. So that has been tough.
When the school year began, Pittsburgh Public Schools was still short on devices for students. Now the district says, as far as they know, every student that needed one has a computer. The district has also issued hotspots and passcodes for Comcast Internet. Blair and other advocates say their students desperately want to return to in-person learning. Pittsburgh Public is scheduled to begin a hybrid model of education on November 9th. Students will spend some time at home and some time in buildings. Once that happens, educators say the next challenge will be figuring out how to make up for the learning students have lost because of the additional barriers. I'm Sarah Schneider, 90.5 WESA News.